him from behind.
TJ, does it feel even remotely possible that you're preparing for week 17, final game of the regular season?
A little bit, but it's, you know, I was just telling my parents, it's been a long season, and it really has, just with training. This time last year I was getting ready for my bowl game, and then I kind of went into the bowl game, and then I had the whole transition to training and then preseason and everything. So it's been a long journey, but I've just been having so much fun.
You started your NFL regular season career against Cleveland. You're finishing against Cleveland. How do you even one-up what you were able to do week one against the Browns?
It'll be hard, but I'm just really looking forward to having another opportunity to go out there with these guys and kind of put a stamp on the regular season and have a lot of great film to watch from them from the first game. But there's been a lot of progress made from both teams over the past 15 games.
How much have the Browns changed since the first time you guys saw them?
There's some different faces. Obviously, all teams are a little banged up, and there's different faces. But just guys have developed more. Obviously, rookies aren't technically rookies anymore. They're more experienced. So I think we'll be faced with a lot of different challenges from their team.
You went back and watched film of yourself from week one?
Yeah, we watched game, the first game. Always watch the first match.
Anything surprise you about what you did, or maybe not surprise you or when you were watching it?
How raw I was at the beginning of the season, I think. It was my first time being out there, and I was just kind of really not nervous, but just really not knowing what I was doing at all times. And now I feel like I'm more confident. I'm able to play with just more swagger and just know what I'm doing at all times.
Are you leaning on anybody in particular in terms of a teammate just to prepare you for what's going to happen after this week is done? There's a bye week, but then you head to the playoffs.
Not yet, not really. I think the thing that we do really good as a team is we focus on the challenge of that week, and I think that's a strength of ours because we don't look too far into the future like some teams do, I assume, and I think that it'll help us down the road that we just stay focused on the task at hand, but I'll find someone once we get to that point.
Not that you want to like look back and, you know, wrap up the season yet, but just in terms of the regular season, what have you liked in terms of your growth, and maybe what's something you're still trying to work on?
I just like how I'm developing as a player, as in coverage and rushing, as in playing the run. I just feel like overall I'm feeling a lot more confident. Like I said earlier, just being able to know my piece to this whole puzzle as a defense. I always want to get better at pass rush. I always want to get better with my hand usage, dropping in coverage. I would like to have a few more sacks, a few more interceptions, and all those things. But overall, I just feel like I'm progressing nicely, but I'm always going to be hungry for more.
You have 6 sacks. Is that good or bad to you?
I want more.
You want more?
Yeah. But at the same time, if we're winning, I'm not complaining.
The rookie record for sacks is by Kendrell Bell. He had 9 in 2001. Did you even know that? Do you even care at this point with one game left?
People always tweeted at me, but I'm just happy we're winning games. And if that comes, then that comes. But I'm just here to win a Super Bowl.
Ben Roethlisberger, you, James Conner, Juju Smith-Schuster, your lockers are right by him in that corner. What have you learned from Ben this season, just being near him?
I'd say just to have fun playing football. He's taught me just loosen up. He's always like, you're so tight, you're so tense out there. So just to loosen up, have fun, and just be myself and just show who I am out there on the field.
Last year's rookies, Artie and Sean and Javon, they kind of formed this little group where they set goals from themselves and these different things. Does your rookie class do the same thing?
We didn't do it together, but I'm a very goal-oriented person, and I believe if you write it down, it's more likely to happen. So I got goals that I have next to my bed. But
can you share them?
When the Super Bowl is on there, that's
okay.
That's the only
we just
one
want to make
that
sure
share.
That one's
that's
on
the only
there.
One that I'll share with you guys.
Okay, good. Well, we're glad that one's on there.